it's 2011. Yeah, you know what that means?
Con time!
Yay. Yeah, con time. Welcome to episode zero of The Late Show from Dragon Con. Hi, I'm Brian.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Steven.
And we're here to give you the preview of the convention, which also will refer you to the lovely website, dragoncon.org, which I'm viewing on my iPad.
Yes. And he just wanted to show that off.
Well, yeah, I know. It's
Can you blame him? Nice.
No, not really, but...
If only there were an app for that.
Yeah, hey, we'll talk about that in a minute. What we want to do with the Late Show, if you haven't watched it before, we are sort of the public access news program.
That seems about right.
Think about the Colbert Report without the budget or the
news?
Humor news.
Yeah.
What news?
Staff. Anyway.
So enjoy. But the nice thing is you will see us now as well-rested as you're going to see us all convention.
Absolutely. This is us awake in clean clothes. We do shower every day at the convention because we follow our own advice, because we're smart like that. However, what we want to do in this episode is just give you a little bit of primer, as they say in Britain, a primer, to what's going on at this year's convention, some important guest cancellations, and some tips that are going to make your con-going experience much better. Every morning of the convention, we will be seen on the five major hotel channels dedicated to DragonCon TV in the Westin, Sheraton, Hilton, Hyatt, and Marriott. And so you can wake up with us. I hope not.
I thought we were adding the Omni. Don't you have to get this to the Omni?
Yeah, the day's in, right.
That's right.
Days in for all the scary panels.
That's right.
Anyway, yes. We're at the Days in.
That's where Apocalypse Rising is going to be.
Yes, exactly. Brains. So, anyway, now we love our overflow hotels where everybody is staying. If you are in an overflow hotel, you can find us on the internet, thelateshow.dragoncon.org. We will also be available on the iTunes and RSS feed type thing. So, your iPad and other RSS fetching device can get us every day after we have aired live in the hotels. So, first of all, you want to talk about the guest or the tips?
Let's talk about guests.
Let's talk about guests. There are, looking at it, as of the 21st, what was the number? 366?
Yeah, we're not quite to the 400 level
386. Yet. So we still got 14 more we could add. Mm-hmm. That's just too many to read. So we're only going to focus on the cancellations. If you go to dragoncon.org, you'll be able to find out all of the full selection of the guests. I'm going to run through some quick cancellations, and we'll talk about Pout, who we're going to miss, but also on the current guest list, who we're going to love. Mm-hmm. So, cancellation, C.C. Carroll, Joe Flanagan, Tom Kenny, and McCaffrey, that's a big one, Rebecca Riggs, Matthew Jason Walsh, Mike Cole, M-Y-K-E Cole, I hope I'm saying that right, Kevin Gerhard, Travis Louie, sorry, Mike McCone, Melissa Segal, anyway, it's on the website, Elaine Cunningham, Britt Griffith, George Lowe? Really?
Yes, George
Lowe. We
don't Lowe's
get Space
canceled,
Ghost.
Which is very sad.
Oh, we love George Lowe. Leonard Nimoy.
Also sad.
Also very sad. And Lonnie John Tupu from Stargate.
Really?
Stargate Farscape, sorry.
Oh.
I love Lonnie, actually. He's a fun guy.
He's awesome.
But anyway, that still leaves 386 guests full of entertainment value. And we know of a few that have not been added to the schedule yet. Some of you British television fans are going to be in for a treat. Trust me when you find that one out. So, Allie, who's your top guest you're looking at this year?
I'm really excited about Carrie Fisher.
Yes! Carrie Fisher, have you read Wishful Drinking? Her biography?
I haven't.
Oh, it's a great book.
It's
great,
hilarious.
Great book. It's an autobiography written by somebody who has a memory lapse, which is both sad but entertaining the way that she tells it.
Yeah.
It's a tough life for her, but the way, if you get to see one of her live panels, which I think the first one's going to be on Saturday, those are fantastic. She's a great public speaker, does a one-woman show about her life. Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Steven, who's up for
I like the fact that we are one Adam Savage away from a Woodstock.
No.
We have Will Wheaton, we have Paul and Storm, we have Joko.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that. Felicia Day is showing up.
Yes.
So, sort of Nerdhala for all of that.
Yeah. Jonathan Colton's doing an on-site concert. I believe it's 8:30 on Saturday, but that is subject to change because it's Dragon Con.
Yes.
And by the way, final schedule, not out yet. We're so sorry. We don't even know all the final placements, and we're supposed to be helping run the darn
We'll find out eventually. It's changing by the hour.
Wait, what?
Yay, I know. My top for the year, I hate to say it, it's actually The Shaft.
Yeah?
Because I know people have opinions about William Shatner. Some good side, bad side.
He's special.
He's a heck of a guest, though.
He is entertaining.
I mean, no matter what you think of him as a person, he's going to put on a show. Now, what kind of show? We're not entirely sure, but it is always fun to watch. And in 2009, a heck of a crowd turned out for that thing. And they had a lot of fun. So I think that's going to be a big draw. And he is on the preliminary schedule on Friday. The exact time, we're not sure about.
Yeah, so watch for the coming schedules that will be up at the website,
dragoncon.org. Woohoo! Also, the Daily Dragon is your friend. Once you get on site, The Daily Dragon is one of the many sources you will have, aside from us, for schedule change information. And to be perfectly honest, the Daily Dragon is the reason people like us find out about the schedule changes so we can tell you. Also, the information booths, they love the iPads. They'll be using them to have the latest information. Now, why are we focusing so much on these stupid technology gizmos that are in everybody's pockets and in their bags?
Because they're cool.
Because there's an app for that.
There is an app for that.
Who wants to talk about the app?
I can talk about the app.
All right, talk about the app.
So, we're going to have a DragonCon app that you can have that will have schedule information and will let you plan your day out so that you can make sure that you go to every single panel and never sleep. That is still, I think, going through the approval process.
It's through the final beta testing. It's going to be fed off of Daily Dragon's changes. It is for the BlackBerry, Android, and Apple iOS devices. Windows Phone 7. Sorry. And the WebOS tablet. Oh, wait, you just
got
canceled.
Yep.
Too bad. But anyway, that's going to be available for most of the Nerd Pocket devices, and we'll be relying on it a lot. The information booth will be relying on it a lot. It's not an excuse to stop watching us.
Yes.
Please continue. Continue watching.
Otherwise, we won't be funded.
I know. Hey. Well, yeah, we get a 20% thing.
That's zero.
It's a volunteer convention.
Yeah.
I know.
Stupid volunteers.
Money. Anyway, so I guess we get into the tips now
that's
for
tips.
Your perfect con-going experience. Allie, would you like to start with your transportation tip?
Ms. Marta. Marta is your friend because parking is expensive downtown. The main stop for the con is Peachtree Center Station. Mm-hmm. When you get off, follow the signs. There will be signs that point to the Hyatt or the Marriott, depending on where you want to go. Peachtree Center is a very large place. You probably eat lunch there a lot if you actually remember to eat at the convention.
Recommended.
Yes. We still love some Dairy Queen, I gotta say. They're not an official sponsor or anything, but they are the first place in that center that stayed open late for the con, so they get some props.
They sponsor my waistline.
And if you're taking Marta to the parade, to march in the parade, the starting point is closer to Five Point Station than Peachtree Center.
You can come to Peachtree Center, you'll just have to do a little walking.
Yeah, another little tip about Peachtree Center. Most people go into Peachtree Center, the shopping area, and walk around and go through what are called the Habit Trails, the little futuristic tubes that take you to the lobby of the Hyatt, the lobby, or the second level, the atrium level of the Marriott, or through the little Peachtree, what is it, the Athletic Club, and it puts you out down towards the Hilton and the Sheraton. Mm-hmm. If you walk up to street level and go to the left, that will actually start taking you towards the Westin. Now, the Westin is one of the five hotels you actually got to go outside.
You will have to see the sun.
Sorry.
Yes.
Breathe the air.
The Westin has a lot more.
People.
Yeah. Urban Outdoorsman, that's Pacific Northwest preferred term for that. Urban Outdoorsman.
We call them urban campers.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. I like that. It's a whole sport. I guess they go to REI a lot.
Yeah.
No? Okay. Anyway, point is, there's interesting people to meet in Atlanta, so you'll see some of them when you're walking amongst the five hotels. The Westin has a lot more programming in it this year. Check the schedule and plan your movement around the hotels accordingly. Stephen, do you have any tips for our congoers?
So, registration. Registration will be in the Sheraton, as before, down at the bottom level. Except for VIP registration, which has been moved to the Marriott. It's on the lobby level. So if you are a VIP and watching this, I guess it could happen. You can go to the lobby level in the Marriott to get your registration.
Yeah. An important thing to notice about the Marriott numbering scheme, they'll put out things like L508, L602. That's not the fifth floor or the sixth floor. L means lobby. A means atrium. So when you say L508, it means you walk in the door and basically immediately turn right, and there's a group of rooms off to the side that are the L-level rooms, or like conference rooms and activity rooms. We use them for operation centers and things. So just be careful about that when you're looking at Marriott room numbers. Some people may end up on the sixth floor expecting to see a panel, and they end up knocking on some poor girl's room who's just trying to get some sleep.
If you pre-regged, don't forget to bring your postcard.
Yeah.
Pretend I have a postcard, right? This is my invisible postcard.
Invisible postcard. So the new registration system, we've heard comments. DragonCon TV is going to put out a promotional video about the registration system fairly soon. We think you'll approve.
Yes.
Basically, if you pre-regged, you should have gotten a postcard in the mail from the DragonCon office. We hope that you've been paying attention to this, because if you need this fixed now, unfortunately the office is closed, and you'll have to do some on-site fix-up. But if you got that pre-reg postcard, it has a barcode on it. That's very important. Take it with you along with a government-issued photo ID. Sorry, your Magic the Gathering Club card is not going to count in this case.
But try it, because Richard Garriott's here this year.
Yes, you don't do not tap.
Yes, do not tap Richard Garriott.
So if you end up in registration, you need the ID to prove that it's you and the barcode to associate it with your membership. That is the fastest system for getting badges.
Just a, like, a government issue means driver's license or passport, mm-hmm. and that second one's very important for attendees coming from out of the country, which I know there's a lot.
There are a lot. Hopefully they're watching this.
So your passport, not your... I don't think a driver's license from another country would work.
We haven't tried that, but I would go with the passport.
Yeah,
I think it's more recognizable.
Be best bet.
People here tend to think of passports as real IDs. No Arizona or Alabama jokes are coming into this. And we're going to move on to the next little tips, which are our usual trio: sleep, shower, and eat.
In fact, if you want to practice those starting now, so
that's
when
a good
the
idea.
Con comes, you're in the groove of eating and showering and sleeping.
Showering
be
being the most important of these things.
Yeah.
Yes. Again, hand sanitizer does not count.
No, it doesn't. Patchouli, also not
showering.
Spray
count.
On deodorant. No,
the axe
Do not
effect,
smell like axe.
The axe
Please.
Effect at Dragon Con is somebody dressed up like a dwarf chasing you with an axe telling you to go get a shower. It's different than the commercials.
Yes.
It's sexier than the commercials, with us, a lot more dangerous. So,
if
sleep.
Bonded, it'll be fun.
We like the 6-hour rule on sleep every night. We know an 8-hour sleep. Really?
8 hours
no.
sleep?
No. We don't get that. We run the darn thing. Shower. One a day, that'd be good.
Yeah.
A lot of people in costume are going to do that more often because, boy, you get sweaty in those stormtrooper outfits. Vader, ooh, there's some funk.
Yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm. You get that nasty Ewok smell.
Oh,
so
it's just that stuff
that
never comes out of Plasteel. Eat. Seriously. If you don't bring food with you, there's a con suite. It has various forms of things that look like food and they might actually taste good. There's a lot of places to eat. In the Peachtree Center, the bar at the Hyatt has been redone. Mm-hmm. There should be table service at the bar, as well as their usual depots. You could bring stuff. I mean, hobbits, they travel with pots and pans and stuff.
Yeah.
You could just grab a couple energy bars. Something will melt in your pocket. Take it with you, especially if you're in a line outside. You get hungry. One of those, you know, not the chocolate-covered dome bar kind of things, because you're going to be outside for an hour in the line.
That would be really nasty.
Yeah,
and remember to hydrate.
Yes,
it is
please.
Still hot in Atlanta. It will be warm in the hotels with everybody in there. And you may be imbibing things that will tend to make you dehydrated. So water. Lots of water.
There's plenty of water coolers everywhere.
Yes, take advantage of the water services.
The con staff and all the hotels is aware of the fact that we need water. We need water badly. And they're very good about accommodating water stations in rooms. If you see that a water station is starting to get empty, typically you can find whoever, like, if there's a security person working the door, if there's a hotel staff, just politely ask. Don't be like, there's no water, I'm going to die. But just, you know, be nice to these folks because they're really treating us well. And that's actually probably our fourth big tip.
Yeah.
Is
be
the
nice
hotel
to the
staff.
Hotel staff.
Oh, my God.
Because in general, they are working so hard to deal with, you know, the 40,000 people who are wandering around.
Mm-hmm. And they like us. I mean, you would think that it's a little weird, but I, with the professional kind of thing I have to do for the convention, getting it set up and running. In fact, when we were at the last director's meeting, I ran into one of the hotel AV staff who was like, oh, it's you again. Shook my hand, gave me the business card, made sure I knew where to find him when we get on site. They like working with us. They have a lot of fun. Some of them wear costumes, so it's interesting to spot if somebody's like, one of our hotel liaisons wears a Jedi robe on one of the nights of con. They're into it. They like it. So let's keep them happy and make sure they like us as much as we like them. Anything else to throw into this little opening bit?
They will be. The other thing is that they will be locking down the hotels.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
evening.
Boy, this is a big one.
This
is,
what is it after 6 p.m., I think?
It's actually, it's not going to be on a regular schedule. So, all right, here's the fun.
Which hotels are locking down, though? Not all of them.
Hyatt and the Marriott right now are on board with Dragon Con Security and local police in a plan to try to improve problems with outsiders showing up at the convention. We had some incidents last year, some of which were caused by hotel guests, some were caused by onlookers, people who weren't with the convention, but came in, thought they'd have a good time, got into some conversations or altercations with people, and it made for some unpleasant times, and we really don't like that. So the two main hotels in the convention, Hyatt and Marriott, are on board with an idea that you can only get in at certain times, typically in the evening or when there's a heavy flow around an event. You have to have a hotel key card for that hotel. Or you have to have your convention badge.
Yeah. So your badge is even more important than
Absolutely.
Ever. Make sure that you've got your badge.
And that may be implemented in the other hotels because they're starting to get on board with the idea that, hey, you know, we want to keep this to a minimum as well. Because any kind of problems that break out with outsiders, the hotel has to deal with. And they have to get the police involved if they're not a guest. And it's a real mess for them, too. So I think that's
the big stuff for having fun
at con. We will, of course, update you every morning at the convention, 9 o'clock on your DragonCon TV channel and on the website that we mentioned before, Also look at DragonCon.org ahead of the show, the Daily Dragon, for schedule changes, and look for the new app coming soon to a mobile, annoying, loud pocket device.
You don't have to carry that. He's just showing off.
I don't have a pocket big enough for this. That's why I've been holding it the entire show.
You don't have the cargo pants to...
No, I really don't. Anyway, safe travels, good luck, and we'll see you at the convention.